Welcome back to Portals. I'm your host, Lauren Courtney. Thanks for dropping in with me. I received a DM recently from a listener who asked me if I had an episode on radical responsibility. It's something that I've been touching on my Instagram for the last few months and the ways that I have taken radical responsibility for areas of my life. And I thought, what better way to follow up my episode on authenticity over vanity metrics than by talking about radical responsibility? So grab a seat, let's drop in, and let's dive into this topic. There are so many directions we can go on this. Personal radical responsibility, professional radical responsibility. So let's see which areas we want to touch on today. And I think let's start with personal. Let's get personal today. So something that I've been working on these last few months and this last really 2 years is taking radical responsibility for my relationships in terms of romantic relationships, why I chose the partners that I chose. Because I chose them. Whether or not they were the best relationships for me, I chose them. Even when I had this inner knowing to step out of them, I continued to stay. Perhaps that's because I'm here to learn through my experiences, and sometimes I like to put myself through some pretty intense ones. As I shared in an earlier episode, I had an ex-boyfriend who was arrested in my home. And that's what led me to Kundalini yoga. So I take responsibility for that relationship that I was in. And I also know that had I not stayed in it to the length that I stayed in it, I never would have found Kundalini yoga. Or at least not in such a dramatic and drastic way. So I think it's important to take the responsibility for our choices and actions and where they lead us. Otherwise, we're really stuck in a deep childhood wound that's related to, well, my mom and dad told me not to. You know, as I say that out loud, I think that's the earliest responsibility we get to take. Because it is my belief that we come into this life choosing our parents, choosing our siblings, choosing the experiences we're going to encounter. So if we know that we've come into this life choosing those things, for me, it makes it easier to take responsibility for my part in every relationship. Now, I know that may seem extreme for some of you, and for others, it may totally relate. Like, yeah, I chose this. I chose this so I could learn these lessons in this lifetime that would lead to where I am now. For me, the choices that I made in this lifetime have led to my greatest awakening. They have led me to building a business, helping others awaken and supporting them on their journeys. And if I wasn't willing to take responsibility, I wouldn't fully be able to step into my role in this lifetime as a healer, as a coach, as a mentor, as a chef, as a medium, right? All of these things. Even my mediumship, I had to take some rapid responsibility for it. It was something that awakened within me after death. Also, another episode, I talked more about that earlier on. And when my mediumship came through, I started to have this awareness that when I was in my mid to late 20s, all the times that I would black out drinking, even only after 2 or 3 drinks, was simply because my soul didn't want to hang out in the toxic environment that I was creating. so it would leave. It would hang out on a thread outside of me, and other spirits would take over. Oof. Talk about needing to take responsibility for something. Talk about needing to take responsibility. And for quite some time, I didn't. It wasn't until I decided, after an instance where I was sitting having a glass of wine and oysters with a friend, and started receiving messages for a man across the bar from me, that I realized I needed to take responsibility. Because now I was awake and aware. Hey, you have gifts. And when you drink, you let your guard down. You have zero boundaries. And spirit comes to you. And I got to ask myself, what am I going to do about this? And it led me to releasing alcohol from my life for what I thought maybe forever, and ended up being a period of 5 years. In those 5 years, I took radical responsibility for the choices that I had made when I was drinking, for the things that would happen when I was drinking. And I also gave myself so much love for not understanding what I was experiencing. And that comes back to my childhood and turning off my gifts at a really young age. And I now know I turned them off because I wanted to have a human experience. I wanted to understand life as the human version of me before I really awakened to the spiritual side. That was too intense for me at a young age of 3 or 4. So I got to start taking responsibility for all the different times and parts of my life, for choosing my family, who I'm so blessed with, for choosing the relationships that I chose that taught me deep lessons, for choosing to be human and to want to know and experience what being a human is. And as I took responsibility for it all, I called back all of my power. I called back all of my power. I called back all of my power. The relationships I enter into now are much cleaner, much healthier. I can immediately recognize when something is misaligned. And from there, I get to choose and take an action and take responsibility for my role in the situation. And the same goes for business. The same goes for business. And lately, I've been getting to take some real responsibility for my business. At the beginning of the pandemic, I met a mentor. Actually, two. One, more business. One, more spiritual in terms of the work that I was learning and training in. Both of these men were pivotal for me in a lot of ways. They opened my eyes to things I had not yet experienced in business, as well as on my healing journey. I contracted these relationships. And quite honestly, I deeply know that I knew these people in another lifetime. And with that, I was ready for them to show up. And through each one, I learned some deep lessons, many of which were how I don't want to do things, which in turn taught me how I did want to do things. And I think that's often how we learn our lessons and get to take radical responsibility for our truth, is by looking in a mirror and seeing all of the parts of ourselves and deciding which ones we want to truly embody and which ones simply don't serve us. It was through a business mentor that I was taught how to make different funnels and build my business in a way that was simply much more masculine. It was very different than how I had run my business for years prior. I started learning systems and structures and how to build in a way that I never really knew. With that, at a certain point, it didn't feel good. It didn't feel authentic to me. It felt hard. Something no longer felt as flexible as when I ran my business from a more feminine space. With that, I knew there were things for me to learn. So I took responsibility. Eventually leaving that mentorship, letting go of the relationship with love, tearing all of my funnels and back end to the ground. Really having that tower moment where I let it all crumble to build brand new. Because again, if I'm to take radical responsibility, the way I did it at first worked enough, the feminine approach. And then doing it from a masculine energy, it also worked enough. But neither of these were the answer. It was time for me to take radical responsibility for both sides of myself, the feminine and the masculine. Because that's how you build. At least that's how I build. That's how I create longevity. That's how I create community and something that I'm proud of. That's how I create a safe container without leaks and with healthy boundaries, by taking responsibility for all parts of myself. And the same went for the mentor I was training with. At a certain point, I felt it was time to exit that relationship. I had learned so much. It's not to say there isn't more to learn. It's simply, at that moment, I was complete. I was ready to integrate all that I had learned with all that I already was. Again, taking radical responsibility for me being my guru, for me being my greatest healer. You know, so often, similar to the way we may put parents on a pedestal as kids, we look up to our parents. In business, we start to look up to mentors, to healers, to coaches, and many will put them on a pedestal. Oh, that person's doing amazing. Wow. Yeah, we can celebrate that. And it's not necessary to put someone on pedestals. That's a projection. And we don't have to do that to people. Instead, we can choose to put ourselves on the pedestal to our highest self, to hold ourselves in that radical responsibility. Because what you see in others, you have within you. Both the positive and negative traits you see. And with that, we get to take radical responsibility for the parts that we want. In both of those relationships that I ended, that I'm speaking about, I have found deep love and appreciation for those men. I have so much gratitude for the lessons, the wisdom, and truths they shared with me. And with that, it's up to me to take radical responsibility for how I want to integrate any of the teachings, lessons, and learnings into my life. And also to take radical responsibility for when things don't feel good. Because at the beginning and end of the day, you are in charge of your life. No one else. No one else. You are in charge. You get to take responsibility. I know many of us face challenges in life. I know I have. When I was 17 years old, I had my first of three jaw surgeries. The first at 17, the second at 21, and at 24 years old, I had my jaw broken and rubber banded shut for 8 weeks. From 17 years old to 25 years old, I was prescribed painkillers, muscle relaxers, anti-inflammatories, Klonopin, Ambien, you name it, it was available to me. And for years, I used them to numb out. And then at 24 years old, when I had my jaw broken and that last surgery, I didn't want to take pills anymore because I saw how they destroyed people I loved. And I needed to take responsibility for myself. I didn't want to go down a path I'd already walked. So I remember coming out of that surgery on a morphine drip. And I vowed that when I left the hospital, I wasn't going to take painkillers. And I didn't. I didn't take any. I chose to medicate with cannabis at the time. Very tricky, right? When you have your mouth rubber banded shut. But I managed. And I dealt with the pain in a way that felt safer for me, that I could take responsibility for. We're going to be faced with choices and opportunities all of the time. I'll share one more. When I was living in LA, I was given an opportunity to go to Miami for a 2-week job. While at that 2-week job, I got an opportunity to come to Miami for a year for a position. And in my heart, I knew that that job was going to fall through by the time I got there. Yet everything inside of me was telling me I had to move to Miami. I could feel my grandfather on the other side prompting me to be closer to my grandmother, who at the time was 89 years old. So I took the leap of faith. The job fell through, just as I knew it would.
And I didn't know why I had been brought there on a deep level. But I knew that my great aunt and my grandmother were there. And there was something valuable about me being there. And over the last 2 years, both my great aunt and my grandmother have now passed. And with that, I got to be witness to the last 5 years of their lives. I got to show up and hold space for them. 6 months after I moved there, my grandmother lost her vision fully. And every hour on the hour, those first few days, she needed eye drops to try and save it. And I showed up. And I stayed awake and I gave her those drops. Because that's what I was here to do, to take responsibility, to show up for my family the way that they had shown up for me. My grandma and I used to laugh. I would say to her, "You used to push me around." She doesn't want me to say this. Okay, she said it's okay. She's laughing. She said, I used to say to her, "You know, Grandma, when I was a little girl, you used to push me around in a stroller and diapers. And now here I am pushing you around in a stroller and diapers." And she's saying, "I didn't wear diapers, Lauren. Tell them I didn't wear diapers. That was the joke." And that was the joke. Because there was always a sense of humor in it. As we take responsibility in life, we can also find humor, joy, and love, even in the pain, even in those dark moments. We can find the light as we take radical responsibility. I think I will leave it at that. Quite a few examples of how I've taken responsibility, how I've shown up in my life taking responsibility. And hopefully a reminder for you of the ways that you've taken responsibility, or perhaps the ways that you now want to take responsibility. Because the truth of the matter is, when we take responsibility for the different areas of our lives, we can truly live our lives. When we're not taking responsibility for our lives are running us to the ground. I'm not ready to be in the ground. I am ready to be lifted up, to fly, to ascend to new heights. And with that, I'll continue taking responsibility. So if there's anyone that I owe an apology to or need to make some sort of amends with, I'm here. And I'm willing to have those conversations. I'm willing to take responsibility for my part in all situations. Because the fact of the matter is, there are always multiple parts to every story. Mine, yours, and what lies in the middle. And the middle is where I want to come. The neutrality of it all. Not in the one way or the other, but in the neutrality where it can all exist. Radical responsibility, it can truly change your life. I hope that this episode and this message supports you. And if there's any way that I can support you, reach out. Let me know. The weekly Glow Up membership will be opening back up in March. You can enroll for 52 weeks of live coaching and healing experiences with myself and a wonderful community of ever-growing women. This week, I've got the throat chakra upgrade taking place on Thursday. Whether you access that live with me or you want the recording, be sure to reach out. And I'll be opening some space for one-on-one coaching again this spring. So if you want to grab one of those slots, send me a DM, let me know, and we'll have a consult and make sure that I am the right fit for you. And if I'm not, I might know someone who is. Because again, that's another way to take radical responsibility. I know I'm not here for everyone. And I also know that there is someone that is here for you. Sending you so much love. Thank you for dropping in with me today. Until next time.